南無妙法蓮華経、南無妙法蓮華経、南無妙法蓮華経。Hi everyone, good friends. Wonderful to see you here. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for your support. 南無妙法蓮華経. We are in the midst of chapter 23 of the Lotus Sutra. And we're learning about the nature of commitment, really. Remember, Buddhism is about the mind. So as graphic as some of these stories are, they are about our resolve and our final attachment of bodily self to a self that encompasses the nature of all phenomena, the moment-to-moment instantiation of life in momentum, right? Escaping from the cycle of birth, death, doesn't mean we annihilate the body. It means what we escape from, that cycle, is the samsaric interpretation that each of those moments is somehow existent, permanentized. That moment of instantiation is something we can cling to and crave the next one. Whereas the fact is that the moment, that we instantiate from potential is an opportunity to experience that moment in succession, momentum. That's where life is perceivable and experienced. That previous moments, all 10 billion of them in the last second, more than that. This is why you need Buddhism reference so you can look up what a moment actually is. It will break your mind. The idea that we can cling to those moments is why we have anxiety and stress. It's gone. Be with the living verb, momentum. Right? Don't just be. That's a period. Being is being in the momentum, the flow of life, right? Nothing is static. All right, star constellation King Flower. Suppose just as amongst all brooks, streams, rivers, canals, and other waters, the sea is the supreme, so is it also with this Law Flower Sutra. Myoho Renge Kyo, right? Amongst all the sutras taught by the Buddhas, the embodiments of Tathagata, it is the most profound and greatest. And just as amongst all mountains, the earth mountains, the black mountains, the small iron circle mountains, the great iron circle mountains, the 10 precious mountains, and all other mountains, it is Mount Sumeru, which is the supreme, so is it also with the Law Flower Dharma Sutra. Myoho Renge Kyo. Amongst all sutras, it is the highest. Again, just as amongst all stars, the princely moon is the supreme, so is it also with the Law Flower Dharma Sutra. Amongst thousands of myriads of codas of kinds of sutra law, it is the most illuminating. How often have we resorted to that light analogy in Buddhism, right? Let alone the word enlightenment. And by the way, isn't Buddha or Buddha-ness shining out light in all directions from every pore illuminating, providing enlightenment. I mean, all of the rhetoric here works. It's very tight, but it's easy to get lost in the words, as Shakyamuni warned us way back in the Lankavatara Sutra, yes? So it is also with this sutra. Just as a princely sun is able to dispel all darkness, it is able to dispel all delusions of darkness, samsara. Again, just as amongst all minor kings and revered wheel-rolling king is supreme, so it is with this sutra. Amongst all the sutras, it is the most honorable. Again, just as what chakra is amongst the universal realms of influence of the 33 heavens, so is it also with this sutra. It is the king of all sutras. Again, just as the great Brahma, heavenly king, is the father of all living beings, so is it also with this sutra. It is the father of all the wise and revered men, of those trained and training, and of bodhisattva-minded. Again, just as amongst all the common people, Srotapanna, Sakridagamin, Anagamin, Arhat, Pratyekabuddha, and Bodhisattvas are the foremost. So it is also with this sutra. Amongst all the sutras taught by Tathagata, taught by Bodhisattvas, or taught by Sharakas, it is the supreme. So is it also with those who are able to receive and keep this sutra. Among all the living, they are the supreme. Congratulations. Amongst all Sharvakas and Pratyekabuddhas, Bodhisattvas are supreme. So is it also with this sutra. Amongst all the sutras, it is the supreme. Just as the Buddha is king of the laws, so is it also with this sutra. It is king amongst the sutras. Star Constellation King Flower. This sutra is that which can save or emancipate all the living. Emancipate from what? Samsara. See, this is all happening in the mind, right? Pushing samsara out of mind and replacing it with Buddha-ness, Tathagata-ness, experiencing moment to moment the momentum of life. It's the most supreme way to live without being dragged into craving and clinging, samsara. Make sense? This sutra can deliver all the living beings from pains and sufferings. This sutra is able greatly to benefit all the living and fulfill their desires by not having desires. So everything you could possibly want, when you live your life to the full, simply exists. You don't have to be stressed, anxious, worried, and suffer or by craving and clinging, it's all here, moment to moment to moment. That's the awakening. Oh, I don't have to crave. I don't have to want a new car. Whatever I need is here, happening now. If I just look, experience, witness. Just as a clear, cool pool is able to satisfy all those who are thirsty, as the cold who obtain a fire are satisfied, as the naked who find clothing, as a caravan of merchants who find a leader, as children who find their mother, as a ferry one who catches the boat, as a sick man who finds a doctor, as the darkness one who obtains a lamp, as a poor man who finds a jewel, as people who find a king, as merchant venturous ones who gain the sea, and as a torch which dispels the darkness, so is it also with this Law Flower Dharma Sutra, Myoho Renge Kyo. It is able to deliver all the living from all sufferings and all diseases, and is able to unloose all the bonds of mortal life, or samsara. If anyone hearing this Law Flower Dharma Sutra either himself copies or causes others to copy it, the limits of the sum of merit to be obtained cannot be calculated even by the Buddha wisdom. If anyone copies this sutra and pays homage to it with flowers, scents, necklaces, incense, sandal powder, unguents, flags, canopies, garments, and various kinds of lamps, ghee lamps, oil lamps, lamps of scented oil, lamps of Kampaka oil, lamps of Sumana oil, lamps of Patala oil, lamps of Varshika oil, and lamps of Navamalika oil, the merit to be obtained by him is equally inestimable. So I have an annotation here. This repeated exhortation to propagate in myriad ways this Myoho Renge Kyo to the point of excess was certainly not lost on Nichiren. The propagation, the ceremonious offerings, the place, the dignity, the rewards, enumerated variously throughout these several chapters, are a full display of the model for practice in the periods after the extinction, quote-unquote, of Shakyamuni, but not extinction of Buddha, or more rightly, the Tathagata suchness. Continuing, Star Constellation King Flower, exclamation point. If there be anyone who hears this chapter of the former deeds of the Medicine King Bodhisattva, he will also obtain infinite and boundless merit. Because there's an attitude adjustment in this story, isn't there? And that will have a profound effect on the reader. If there be any woman who hears this chapter of the former deeds of the Medicine King Bodhisattva, and is able to receive and keep it, she, after the end of her present woman's body, will not again receive one. And again, this speaks to the misogyny of the people of ancient India, right? Because remember, the culture then just traditionally didn't think a woman could achieve enlightenment, period. Even before Buddhism, yes? And so they carry that kind of cultural bias into Buddhism. And he's saying, and unfortunately he's kind of catering to it a little bit, remember the story of the 8-year-old Naga prince or Naga king's daughter? The daughter of the Naga king, yeah, in the Devadatta chapter? Where she presents a jewel to Shakyamuni and instantly attains Buddhahood. Well, to the crowd, they see her instantly adopt the body of a male and then become Buddha. Ugh. That's just to appease that social traditional order. We don't have to do that anymore today, but just understand that's where this rhetoric comes from. I'd like to remove it, but I want to stay true to Shakyamuni's captured words, right? I mean, maybe we should remove it from our modern understanding of Lotus, but this is why I'm explaining it, all right? I don't want to belabor it, but I want you to understand. What, in the moment-to-moment cycle, birth-death, what this translates to is that you, ladies, when you hear this chapter of the former deeds of the Medicine King Bodhisattva and able to receive and keep it, you will instantly, in the next that moment, attain enlightenment. Regardless of the sex equation, that's placating an audience, yeah? Do you understand? If after the extinction of the Buddha, in the last 500 years, here we are, there be any woman who hears this sutra and acts according to its teachings at the close of this life, this life, she will go to the happy world where Amitabha Buddha dwells. Now, this is taken incorrectly by the Pure Land people who will expound on this like, aha, that's where the Pure Land is, where Amida Buddha is. Amita, Amida, Amitabha, all different ways of saying the same thing. But Amitabha is really just a placeholder, a personage of the Buddha land that we're always talking about. Read the Vimalakirti Sutra. It will explain very explicitly that the land you're in is the Buddha land. The only thing that changes is your mind. The land we are in, perceived through samsara, is full of suffering. It's the avicca hell. It's constant. But when we awaken, open our Buddha eye, this same land becomes the land of beauty and opportunity and constant manifestation. It's the engine of life. It's the Buddha land. Which, and the reference to Amita here is from earlier sutras, where everything abides in Buddha-ness. It's not Amida's, it's where he dwells, in the Buddha land, your Buddha land, your experience, your mind, yes? Encompassed by his host of great bodhisattvas, and will there be born in the middle of a lotus flower upon a jeweled throne. Ladies, you'll be floating around on a lotus blossom throne, right? What does that mean? Buddha. Never again will he be harassed by desire. Why does it say he? Should say she, right? Wow. Translators. See, that's translators doing that. Be harassed by desire, nor be harassed by anger and foolishness, nor again be harassed by pride, envy, or uncleanliness, but will attain transcendent powers and the assurance of no rebirth. Birth, death, birth, death, birth, death. And having obtained this assurance, her organ of the eye will be serene, by which serene organ of the eye she will see 7,002,000 kodas of Nayutas of Buddha Tathagatas equal to the sands of the Ganges River when these Buddhas from afar will unite in lauding her. Saying, excellent, excellent, good daughter. Oh, unbelievable. You have been able to receive and keep, read and recite and ponder the sutra and the law of Shakyamuni Buddha and to expound it to others. The fortunate merit you have obtained is infinite and boundless. Right? Opening the Buddha eye. Mark this page. Fire cannot burn it. Water cannot wash it away. Your merit is beyond the powers of 1,000 Buddhas to explain. You have now been able to destroy the Mara marauders, to overthrow the hostile forces of mortality, or samsara, right? And to crush all other enemies. In my little annotation here, all these enemies are the mentations of samsara, the cravings and clinging of the mind. I'm going to put enemies in quotes, right? Good daughter. Hundreds of thousands of Buddhas with their transcendent powers together guard and protect you. Among the universal realms of influence and men of all worlds, none can equal you except the Tathagata. The wisdom and meditation of Shravakas, Pratyekabuddhas, or even Bodhisattvas does not equal yours. Star Constellation King Flower, such is the power and the merit of wisdom obtained by this Bodhisattva. Ladies, is that not amazing? It is amazing for all of us, but I don't want you ladies to forget women, friends, nuns. I don't even know why we have a different word for monks or nuns. We're all monks. We're all dedicated students, yes? But okay. If there be anyone who, hearing this chapter in the former deeds of the Medicine King Bodhisattva, is able to joyfully accept, receive, applaud it, that person during present life will ever breathe out the fragrance of the blue lotus flower, and from the pores of this person's body will ever emit the fragrance of ox head sandalwood, and his merit will be as above stated. Therefore, Star Constellation King Flower, I commit to you this chapter of the former deeds of the Medicine King. In the last 500 years after my extinction, proclaim and spread it abroad in Jambudvipa, lest it be lost, and Mara, the deluded and malicious one, his Mara people, all the demons, right? Universal realms of influence, dragons, yakshas, kumbandas, so on and so forth, gain their opportunity. Star Constellation King Flower, guard and protect this sutra by your transcendent powers. Right now, I have a note here about Mara. Mara, the master of all earthly mundane demons, is the personification of all human desires, cravings, and clinging. That is the source of all human suffering, right? For what reason? Why do I ask this of you? Because this sutra is good medicine for the diseases of the Jambudvipa people. If a man be sick, on hearing this sutra, his sickness will instantly disappear, and he will neither grow old nor die. Does that mean we're all going to be teenagers the rest of our life? No. Growing old and dying is a state of mind. Talk to an older person. I'm going to be 67 this year. And one of the things I remark upon, although I experience aging and decrepitude and all that, my mind still thinks like a 30-year-old, sometimes to my chagrin. Of course, I know more than I did when I was 30, but I think in terms of what I can do. I get more and more limited as I age, but my mind is struggling with that. So remember, Buddhism is about the mind. Star Constellation King Flower, if you see anyone who receives and keeps this sutra, you should strew upon him blue lotus flowers full of sandal powder, and after strewing them, thus reflect. This man before long will accept the bundle of grass and take his seat on the wisdom plot. He will break the Mara host, and blowing the conch of the law, propagating Myoho-ren Geikyo, and beating the drum of the great law, he will deliver all living beings from the sea of old age, disease, and death, which is what begat this whole Buddhism, yes? Therefore, he who seeks the Buddha way, on seeing a man who receives and keeps this sutra, should thus beget a reverent mind. Dignity and respect, yes? While this chapter of the former deeds of the Medicine King Bodhisattva was being taught, 84,000 Bodhisattvas attained the dharani of interpreting the utterances of all the living. In other words, being able to understand the life condition of all their encounters, the people they encounter. The Tathagata abundant treasures in the precious stupa extolled the Bodhisattva Star Constellation King Flower, saying, "Excellent, excellent! Star Constellation King Flower, you have accomplished inconceivable merits, for you have been able to ask Shakyamuni Buddha such things as these and have infinitely benefited all the living." And that's the end of this chapter. Next up, chapter 24, Bodhisattva Wonder Sound. We're going to learn more about Bodhisattva behavior, what the implications are, how to stay the course, right? This is where we are in the Lotus Sutra now. How to course as Bodhisattvas. It's a tremendous manual for how to conduct our practice and our lives, yes? Thank you so much for listening. I'm honored that you're participating in this Sangha, that you are a practitioner of the correct teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha's Lotus teaching via the insights and the wonderful tools that Nichiren has given us as an exemplar of the practice for this age, this era, and the clarity of what it means to practice Myoho Rinkeikyo, yes? Thank you once again. Take care of your health. I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.